Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting?
We're podcasting, Jenny.
Little bit late. I got to apologize, but look at Kristen is currently dabbing a little bit of lipstick onto her cheeks.
I'm an entire mess. Just so everybody is aware, I'm shaking. I'm such a mess.
Oh my God.
So, thank you for joining the hashtag.
There is a full moon this week.
I mean, I'm absolutely going to start my period. There's no way I'm not. And it's going to be something that kills me in flight. Thank you for joining the hashtag I'm Mom So Hard podcast. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe.
Please.
Please. It just really helps us to keep the wheels on this bus. And also, we are back on the road in October and November, which I'm so excited about the shows. We're getting lots of like messages like, I'm going to the one. That just gives me like butterflies. I'm burping right now too.
Well, we're all getting ready to go out of town on vacation.
Yes.
And today, actually last night, pretty late at night, my kids have been so bored. I had the genius idea that today would be a good day to go to a water park. And you cannot say the word water park in front of someone under the age of 25 without them going, let's go right now.
And yeah, I know.
So my husband and I, like, he's taking them the morning shift, which meant I had to find all of the stuff, like all of the stuff for them to take.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, goggles, aqua socks, the thing for his phone so he doesn't wreck it, like sunscreen, goggles, put those in a bag that'll fit into the locker and buy the tickets. Like, so.
Pregame,
all of that stuff. And I know that's what you're dealing with. So I knew you would understand what I was
God.
Like. I'm going to be late logging onto this podcast because real life.
I'm really happy that we're talking about like travel and packing today because I'm in a whole new world because this is my first. Jen and I, our families went on a double vacation to Costa Rica, which was super fun. But it felt like because there were two families, we knew we were going to get like a sprinter van. We knew that like everybody drives on the same side of the road. It felt Costa Rica is just one of those really wonderful family vacations that you get to meet all the people in Costa Rica and it's really fun, but it still feels very like in our area that we were staying in still was like, there's a swim up bar and we kind of knew the lay of the land because it was a little town. It's not freaking Ireland, a country I've never been to.
It is different. Thank God they do speak English there because that'll make it a little bit easier. I mean, besides the women, like we should be married because it would be easier travel in so many ways because
she means
like,
to each other.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I don't know if we should be married to our husbands right now. We'll see after the vacations how they go. But like Kristen and I on Costa Rica, she's like, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to check on points. I'm going to like do all the stuff. And then I was like, great. I'm going to buy 4 pairs of aqua socks. I'm buying 4. So every kid had all this stuff. It was like just ready to go. We utilized each other's strengths on that trip.
Yeah. And we're good travelers together because I don't think
we travel a
we
lot
would be
too.
Doing as I mean, like the best part about going on the road is traveling with Jen because like obviously we're both moms. So like when you get the achies because you miss your kids or things are hard at home or your husband's being difficult, you have somebody with you that totally gets it, that operates the same way. It's like a gift. That is not what I have going to Ireland. Okay. So let me give you an example. I'm at a fever pitch right now. Also, I look as pale as I've ever looked because I think I have a ring light that makes me look like a ghost person. But
that's how you pregame for Ireland, by the way. You don't get a base tan, lose your tan, so you don't go in there looking too dark.
Yeah, they would absolutely know that I'm not. I want to blend, so I'm going to go in real white. So my son, funny you should say, he's like, when we're in Ireland, can we go to a water park? I go, no. We're not going to freaking water park in Ireland. There's other things we're going to do. He's like, well, like what? I go, well, we're going to go see the Cliffs of Moher. And he goes, can you jump off the cliffs? I go, no, man. They're like 1,000 feet high. But now all I'm going to think about while I'm at the Cliffs of Moher is that you wouldn't jump off the Cliffs of Moher. And I'm already scared of heights. So that's ruined.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Oh, and I mentioned this before. I feel like it bodes mentioning now while it's in your brain. There are not safety precautions in the UK for children. There's almost like signs that are like, go ahead. So you really have to like, but Kristen, they're old enough. They can use their dang brains.
If you met them lately, you would think that my son, zero brain usage.
No
zero.
Sense of self-preservation whatsoever. Just none.
Eleanor has a little bit, but like, they're also on each other's ass all the time lately, which is just making me insane. Because Finn's doing all the shadow boxing, like real close to Eleanor's head, and she's cool and calm until she's not. And then I'm hearing all sorts of words. I know she's going to fit in with Ireland real well. So I'm going insane, but we are not packed here. Here's the good thing about me. I don't know many women that are underpackers, but I'm an underpacker. Yeah. I will opt for less so that I don't have to carry as much. So we are all going in very small. We have one small roll bag that can check on and that's it. And then backpacks for all the like iPads.
Each
and all
of
that
you
stuff.
Though. Each yes. of you. Because it's 10 days.
Yes, it's 10 days, but we have Airbnb. So I figure I just got to have enough clothes to get through 4 days and I'll double down on the underpants. You know, listen, there's laundromats everywhere. Is it what I want to do in an Irish vacation? No. But I do think like I went to Europe by myself when I was 26.
My head is spinning. You got to let me go through this checklist with you. Okay. Slow down.
Okay.
First of all, I understand the kids being on each other. The tooth fairy did not come last night because my kids were fighting so bad. And also we didn't have any cash. I was like, they were fighting so bad before bed. I was like, get to bed. And my husband was like, are you going to handle that? I go, no.
Nope.
They're going to learn. They're going to learn the hard way. Plus, I know that they're on to me. So we're going to have this like silent argument where like they got to play the game to get the cash. And I still have a little bit of leverage. So we're doing that.
Yeah,
so
we're going to call it a few grace days. And we're going to be like, if the tooth fairy leaves a 20 on the island in 3 days, I think you can just walk away with that. Thanking the tooth fairy, not say one word, because we're kind of past that, right? Like we kept the dream alive for 4 years, but you guys have a lot of damn teeth.
I'm using it right now to be like, okay, you need to write a letter telling her you are sorry you screamed at your sister and that you scared her away.
And include your mom in there. Like a few nice things. But I was going to say this. Okay. So when I was 26, I went to Europe by myself. And
yeah.
I had a friend that convinced me I needed to bring every outfit I've ever had. So I took two giant roll bags with me. I ended up pulling my shoulder out of my socket in Paris because I was, I left a suitcase behind because I did not want to carry the shit I had with me, which was so unnecessary. So I do feel like on this trip, I'm being reasonable in terms of packing, but it's the idea of being on an international flight for 10 hours has me like, I'm in knots, man. I'm worried about what if there's no internet? What if it's all going to be fine. Time will pass. It's just whether the time passes with some comforts. But I need to take like 40 Xanax right now. I am wired.
Okay, let's go through this. Let me help you. Here are the things that in my brain I want to make sure that you've got.
Okay.
Because it's kind of cool-ish. It's not freezing. What's the temp going to be there?
65, a little rainy.
Okay, so you're going to bring a lot of t-shirts. They're easy to pack. You can fit 10 in the tiniest little space.
You know me.
You need like a good sweater.
Okay. Hoodie?
Yeah, maybe your black one. That black one that's a sweater hoodie.
Yep.
You can dress that up or dress it down, you know?
Yeah. I'm not sure I care about that. That's my light packing. I'm like, I don't know if I care. I don't even know if I care.
I want you to bring that long black dress that you have that's like super comfy cozy. Oh. The one that's really comfy, Kristen, because you could wear that on the plane and be super comfortable.
But it's a dress. What am I doing? Going like, fine. Put it in there.
It packs really small.
Yeah, but am I going to like, I'm not bringing fancy shoes. I absolutely refuse.
No, I'm bringing Sambas and my Pumas.
And
that's
my boots.
Perfect. That's perfect. I think that dress and boots would be really cute. What are you bringing your charger?
Of course. I've got all the tech stuff laid out.
The converters and stuff?
Yes, okay. We're waiting on the converters. All the kids are basically packed. The thing is that just imagine that my house is like an Applebee's right now and I have an 11 table station.
Oh, sure.
And I'm kind of keeping things going. I'm like kind of staying like happy. And then you have three grumpy tables that no matter what you do, it's not, you're saying the wrong thing. You're doing the wrong thing. Lots of pushback. Oh. Nobody's yes anding. And how long do you stay in a good mood for the rest of the tables is my question. Because I'm in the morning shift.
You got a nice long flight for you to like make everybody like give them a give them.
Listen, I'm gonna blow dart. I'm so. Yeah. Are you kidding?
And then you have cocktails, and then you'll be ready to start your vacation. But the other hard thing about it, while you're got all those piles, is everybody's taking shit, moving them to different locations, and then you got to monitor your kids because they keep repacking their shit because they think they know better than you.
I say you are old enough. I gave you a checklist. You are old enough to pack your fun bags for the flight. Here is your checklist. And what will happen is Eleanor will be like, I should probably look up on my iPad like some fun you know, cottage core pillow that I want from Temu right now. And I should pack my makeup bag, but only do half of it. And then I'm just going to sit here. You know what I want to do? I want to draw right now. And I will go in her room. Nothing is done. Everything is unsorted. And again, I'm like swinging by that table, checking on it, going, hey, are we getting everything done here? I'm not mad yet, but you give me 3 hours and I'm going to rage and I'm going to hate myself.
I got to throw my husband under the bus too. He's a pretty good traveler with our kids. I mean, both of our husbands have gotten used to it because they'll pack without us and travel to meet us all the time.
It's true.
When we're on the road, but I will lay out their suitcase. Usually what they do is they will like split one of the big ones I'll take the other side. So them on one side, me on the other side, and then my husband can do his roller bag or whatever it is. I will go look me in the eyes and tell me that you hear what I'm saying. I have their swimsuits, toothbrushes, extra shoes, extra socks, underwear. I have 5 outfits. I have 2 long sleeve shirts. I have a rain slicker. I have blah, 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 blah for both of them. Goggles, swim goggles, sunscreen in this suitcase. Okay. Guess what he does? He packs all the same shit into the next suitcase like he didn't hear gall darn word I said.
Yeah, because he's ignoring you. He's soft focusing on you.
Does Kala do the same thing? It can't be just my husband. It's thrown into this additional suitcase.
Yes. Here's me. I'm a weirdo. This is definitely because of my ADHD. I am messy in some places and I am OCD in others. My suitcase is packed perfectly. I tend to organize as I pack. So the whole house kind of benefits when I pack because I make sure that I don't want to leave anything behind. So when I go in, the kids' clothes, it's like home edit shit, man. It is like next level organization. My husband opens a drawer, takes his hand like a claw at a carny magic claw game, grabs whatever he can, shoves it in a bag, calls that clothes. So then Eleanor's like kind of fine with it, and Finn's kind of fine with it. I'm like, why are you wearing your free shorts from the basketball tournament you did in third grade? They're like literally skin tight. You look like you're wearing biker shorts, Finn, and a collared shirt. Can we not do a little bit better than this? Like, I'm clearly so laid back about it, but let's use our head a little bit and just try to find something that will work with another shirt. Cause everything is like, I'm looking at an entirely wrecked person.
I do that same thing. And in my head, I'm a little bit like, We're representing America. Can we not go all in like sports gear? Just like, let's act like when in Rome.
Jen, I'm telling you, it's so funny you're saying that because when I was in Paris, and you know, you hear all the time that like Parisians are like really snotty and snobby. I was like, they're really not. They're kind of like New Yorkers, but with a better accent, so to speak. And I remember seeing this couple and they were really loud and they had like Ohio sweatshirts on. And I was like, come on guys, like let's blend a little bit. You're my people. Like let's take it down a notch. But when I went to go pack Finn and Eleanor, I was like, God, we have a lot of stuff. This is Astros, Nebraska, America. Yeah. Like I did not realize we were the mascots for this country, but we kind of are. And so I was like, I don't think it's a bad thing, but I'm also like, maybe we just blend a little bit just to give ourselves
samesies. It looks like my family is sponsored by Gap Outlet and Old Navy. Like when we go on a trip, I'm like, I don't know if they have enough nice looking clothes without stains. So I go in there and I panic buy like $70 each of like new t-shirts for the kids.
That's an entire wardrobe. I really haven't because I've been really like budget conscious because this is like a dream come true and we are very like tight on our money. So I'm like, there's no reason to buy anything new. We can, what'd you say, make do? Like
make do or do without.
Make do or do without. We have been doing that. So there's been a couple things I did have to, Eleanor, this is the kind of stuff that sets me ablaze. I read about Ireland. I have to tell you about ChatGPT too, because it's so awesome. Okay. So I read all about Ireland and everybody said the same thing as you. Bring a rain slicker, said it's important for it to be waterproof because it will be misty and you know, it gives you a little bit of warmth and you can layer and all that. Eleanor, where's your green raincoat? I think it's like hanging up. And I'm like, okay, can you go get it? Can you go get it? And so she found it. I saw it 3 days ago. And I said, Eleanor, we have this other one. It's too big for you, but I think this one is waterproof. And she goes, no, I love my green one. I said, great. 3 days go by. Last night I go, where's your green raincoat? She goes, okay, just hear me out.
Uh-oh.
I go, what? She goes, okay, it totally fits me, but the zipper is broken. I go, what are you gonna do, like you can't have an open-faced raincoat. It's literally not what raincoats are. And
you're
not
a turkey sandwich. You can't do that. You gotta stay dry, not moist. You're gonna be miserably cold.
And I'm not going to deal with it. So I'm like, you're wearing the one that's too big from your cousin, Charlotte, and you're going to deal with it. And then she now has found one that literally looks like a PE teacher wears it and she likes it better. And I don't care because I didn't have to pay for it. So that is where we're at. We are very much in the go and go and go phase. And I feel like I'm the only one working at a high RPM.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah. You want me to bring over just let me know. I'm going to come over. I'm going to bring you some stuff. Let me know what I can bring because I've got packable jackets. I've got all that stuff. Does she have a vest?
Yes. I should pack that, right?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay. But let me tell you this. This is travel hack. I love travel hacks. They make me so happy.
Me too.
As much as I do try to create itineraries, I think you'll agree, like I am one of those people that I have to like put my day in front of me time-wise because of my ADD. I will sort of lose time. When we did go to Costa Rica, I was like, I just want to make sure that we have a couple things planned out the whole day does not have to be planned out, but I need like benchmarks so that I know that we have fun things to do. So on this trip, I was like, holy crap. I'm like shooting an arrow from abroad. I don't know what I'm doing. Got so many great comments from people when we asked for like from listeners
travel
and
advice,
from travel advice. I listened to all of it. I printed it out, but I had a friend who was like, you can use ChatGPT to build an itinerary.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, what kind of wizardry are you talking about? So he, my friend Jeremy, sat me down, and you have to know how to work ChatGPT. And if you don't know what that is, it is AI and it's free. And your kids are absolutely using it to write their school papers, by the way, full check.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah. But you can go in there and say like, build an itinerary for a 10-day trip in Ireland that is budget conscious with restaurants, and make sure that there are these things in this order. And these are the cities we're staying at. Provide restaurants. I mean, and then the robot took over, Jen, and it was like, I have an 11-page itinerary.
Oh my gosh.
Which
that's amazing.
Amazing for free.
Wow.
It just gives me a little bit of like confidence to know that like if shit hits the fan, we have this like book of options. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Totally free. I'm not good at that kind of stuff normally, but this thing is going to be, and it gave us a packing list, which is going to be just for me because no one else is going to help.
I did do that. Before I travel someplace, I will do like a packing list. I'll find one online to see. And I always get like something like, oh, I didn't think of that. That's really smart. Like bug spray. When we went to Costa Rica, we had those little like,
oh my gosh,
wristband things because there's so many bugs. I wouldn't have thought of that. But I saw that on one of those packing lists. I've only landed in Ireland. When we did our vacation, it was in Scotland. I don't want to say they're all the same because they're very different. But
it's kind of the same ecosystem a little bit.
It's similar. I just was going to say, if I were going to Ireland after having gone to Scotland, I think I would just do it like rate each area's fish and chips because I didn't love the food in Scotland. Like you can go for the traditional food of the UK, but that is... they're not famous for it. It's like
there is a reason why their Indian food is so famous.
My husband got like blood sausage just for like, yeah. Just
that's
to
what
like,
Colin wants to get. And I go, you know what? You adventure your way. I'll adventure mine. I don't have to eat blood sausage. I don't have to do that. For some reason, that's my least favorite thing about. That's not true. I have to smell it. And if I don't gag, then I'll try it. But I will not try something that just by the definition alone makes me want to gag. I don't need to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I would just do all the seafood. It's such good
seafood. The
seafood.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It would be so fun to be on the other side of this trip and have so many things to say.
I know.
But it is a dream come true. We've been saving for a long time. And I feel like my kids do not. They're both middle schoolers. So it's not like the gratitude bucket, you know.
No, they're going to remember it forever. That's actually... I read something that was saying how the thing that kids remember most, and I think it was younger, probably between like ages 5 to 10, I can't remember exactly, was they remember experiences like family vacations.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely remember my parents almost getting divorced in South Dakota and then getting divorced later. So yeah, those stick with you.
They stick with you. My biggest memories of vacations when I was growing up, because we were from a very small town in Nebraska, and I'd never been on a plane until I was like 15. And it was one time. And we would go camping, and there was still a lot of budgetary concerns. We would go camping. There was a weird putt-putt golf place at every campsite, or go-karts. And sometimes Terry would let us spring on go-karts, and that was super fun. But we just literally took our camper everywhere. And I thought we were in like Turks and Caicos. I was like, this is a living.
I told my husband though, like there's all these all-inclusive resorts. And I do think my husband is one of those people who's like, let's go to Stonehenge. And while I want to do all that stuff, we're hoping to go England at some point in the next couple of years. And I want to go see Stonehenge, the Globe Theater and all that. I go, you know what I really want is a vacation at one of those Caribbean resorts that has like a casino and a kids club and a really safe beach and tons of lifeguards on staff. So I can just chill out. I don't need to go see a museum every time I travel. Like, I am not that person that's like, I need to be enriched by this. Sometimes I just want to like chill the F out and lazy river it.
This is not the, this, I'm in mom vacation mode. That's very different than woman vacation mode. And I, that is a very different read. There is nothing more enticing to me than just laying around a pool or at the beach and have nothing to do. I can do that very well, but I can't do that very well with my two children. That therefore I would like to do that with just my husband at some point, but we're going to have to get back. I'm going to have to drive Uber to like get, like, I'm gonna have to like, hey, does anybody need me to pick up a shift in Ireland? I'll work behind the, you know,
ma'am, you're on the wrong side of the road again. I can't believe,
I'm getting a car. I listen. There's gonna be one. Either my ADD brain goes, awesome. This is the switch you need, because this will be the only thing you focus on, because you're gonna hyper fixate on learning how to drive a European car on the European side of the road, or my kids are going to barf in the back of the seat and I start bawling and my husband has to take over. It's, I don't foresee, that's one of it that I, part of it that I am,
I'm really
on the fence about it.
You're going to be fine.
I've driven everything. So I do feel like there's not many people that know how to drive a three on the tree, and I do.
You're a conscientious driver too. You're not in it for the speed. A conscientious driver. Do you remember what Britt told you about driving there, though?
Don't panic when you feel like you're going to get hit by another car.
Oh, yeah, that. But this was a thing that I thought was hard, and he would always remind me. When you step off the curb, you know, you look right, left, right. And so when you turn, you look right, left, right. Because normally in the U.S., you're looking to the left to see who's coming in your lane, and then right, and then,
So it's a lot of choreography.
You got to look opposite. So just double look at everything.
Well, the good news is I'll be with my husband, and nothing is more calming or comforting in marriage than when you are in a country you don't know, in a car you don't understand, driving in a, on a side that you don't normally do. That just screams like patience and kindness and comfort. Sure. It's going to be great. Good thing is we're in Ireland, so it feels like we'll fit in. Just being nice and loud and rowdy.
At some point, he's going to think the best way to help you drive is to use a loud, angry voice.
No, I know.
And it's not going to be helpful. That's not advised in any travel books.
We can all project that's going to be. I'm going to come back and I'm going to be like, I'm getting a divorce. Just kidding. I won't.
You got to keep it plied with that delicious Irish beer the whole time he's there. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And it's going to be neat that, you know, his family, his descendants are from County Cork. Actually, his descendants are from Scotland, but then Cork is where they all landed. So he's, you know, it's going to be cool to have an opportunity to an area that you're very like long distance family is from. I think that's cool. Yeah. I think that's a cool way to do vacation. It's a dream come true. If we can get freaking packed.
You'll get there. Well, if you're missing something, you can buy it there.
I don't want to do that because that means I'm paying more for it.
No,
so
you're not.
Real pissed.
No, you're not. It's not. Wait. It's you're not paying more for it. You're not going. You're going to a place where regular people live. There's going to be like McDonald's and there's going to be
McDonald's. Of course there is.
Some kind of Target equivalent.
I know. Yeah, I'm
Scottish
excited.
Scottish potatoes at Beast Place.
Scotch egg. That's a delicious treat. Remember when Finn tried a Scotch egg? I was like, what 4-year-old or 5-year-old do you know will try a Scotch egg? Not this one.
I'm curious to see what he'll try when you guys are on the trip, because
he's an eater.
I'm sure. But don't you? I hear I'm really embarrassed saying this, but like, us saying this, like, go have a beer and fish and chips. Is that like people traveling to the U.S. going, make sure you try the apple pie or like have the fried chicken?
Apple pie and fried chicken and hamburgers are delicious. So what are we supposed to do? Travel over there and be like, oh, I can't wait. I don't know enough. I haven't been there yet. So then I can be the asshole that comes back and I'm like, you know, fish and chips is not the only thing Ireland has to offer. They're also famous for their blah, 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 blah. But I won't know it until I get there.
Scurvy. No fluoride in the water, right?
No, it's going to be a thing. My heart is like, if I were wearing a Fitbit, it would be like, you need to calm the fuck down.
You're all packed for the most part, right?
No.
What else do you need? What do you got to put in there?
Oh, okay. All of it. It's all just on my bed right now, but we're podcasting, okay. So I took a beat.
You're going to cram it all in there. I'm going to cram it all in there.
But yeah, always for a mom, the day that you set aside to be the day that you're going to get shit done is the day that everybody needs something from you that's kind of important. It is the math of motherhood. So like, I'm like, you can't outsmart it. You can't undo it. You just have to like deal with it. And that's why I think moms are like, could rule the world if they wanted to, because like ultimately you balance a lot.
That my husband always says this. I'm giving him way too much credit.
Yeah, and you're like also really into him right now. I've got notes for mine.
I don't know why, but he always says, he's like, imagine what your life would be like if you were as efficient every day as you are the day before you leave town, because you're like, all right, I'm taking this to the post office. It's like you're checking off every single box that you've had open in your life. You're like, well, yeah,
it's like you're walking into like a busy like newsroom studio and you're like a journalist and you're like, I've got Mr. Pendergast, I've got, you know, the 9 a.m. story that's going to break, and you get all your shit done.
Aww. And you're acting as though you won't have your cell phone with you. I'm like this. I'm like, I'm going to pay every bill and respond to every email, because as soon as I get on that plane, I'm checked out. And that is 1000% not true. The first thing I'm going to do is
turn on your phone.
Reattach to the world and be like, what are people doing in Iowa today on my Facebook page? I hope you do that.
It's different.
I hope you give yourself a break and like really do turn the phone
but I mean, do find like kind of journaling and recording all of this is really fun too. But I do have to say, as you know, I'm from a little town called Central City, Nebraska. I love being from there, but I have laughed so hard because everybody knows we're coming to Grand Island, which we're so excited because like hometown shows in Nebraska are like next level.
One to two messages a day
coming from in. People from the
mostly Terry's friends.
But my mom is like on my ass right now. And I'm like, mom, because it's all so nice and it's all so kind. It's like people are buying tickets for charities and buying tickets to come and see it.
Yes.
And like, friends that like one of them reached out was a nurse that I had when I had terrible pneumonia when I was like 11. And
she
was like by my bedside and she's like doing this like foundation charity. I'm like, oh my God, you know that we'll give so much, but I am leaving for Ireland tomorrow. So I'll get back to you when I get back on the 4th. And my mom's like texting me and she's like, does it really take that much time to just call Gail and get all of this organized? And I was like,
Terry,
yes, it does. My mom is hilarious though, because she's like, let's
also,
just cut.
It's a good 3 months away, Terry. It's a good 3 months away. So
my mom calls me at 6 a.m. the day she left, the day she got home from 4th of July. And she's like, okay, I've got my tickets for Thanksgiving. Now, what do you think the day's going to look like? I was
good. Are they coming for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's 6 a.m. I don't have the itinerary. Literally, I don't have it. I can't. And then I get snappy with her and then she's like, okay, God. I'm like, Terry, got to give me a beat.
I know.
She should work in Hollywood as like a manager or an agent. And she would literally like run Hollywood.
But I do think, when you don't have littles, and our kids aren't even little anymore, they do take still a lot of like monitoring and policing while on a vacation, prior to the vacation, all of that. And you do forget that once your kids are kind of older and grown up, because I remember going to this like fancy dinner when we were on vacation with my in-laws, and they sat my 1-year-old daughter in front of a 12-candle candelabra. And it was like on a like a loose, you know, like one of those tablecloths that you could rip out, you know. And
it's my nightmare.
I was like, what are you trying to do? Kill me. Burn this place down. I was like, but nobody thinks of that kind of stuff unless you're in it, you know. So like your mom is just, she just is not in it with kids. Like you forget. You got to, do you have your water bottle? Do you have your two? There's not a thing that you can assume safely that they have brought on their own. The thing they care about the most, their iPad, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Also, the dumbass comments that come out of my kids' mouths sometimes, I'm constantly policing their social behavior. And so they will say things that they don't even know are like offensive. And I have to go, hey, don't ever say that again. You can't use that word, or you can't do that. That is my life right now. Do you think that's fun for me? But it is, it's a different level of parenting that takes a different part of my brain and also makes me a biatch half the time. So parenting at this age is,
I got it.
It is mentally straining more than physically straining. And yet very, you're still all consumed. There's no like, sure, you can tell them, hey, go watch your iPad for an hour while I work. But you don't know what they're looking at on their iPad. So you're constantly like playing chess. It's less checkers and more chess. And I don't know how to play chess. I can't win at frickin', what's the thing where it's sitting stands up? Connect Four, they smoke me every time.
I honestly think there is age for both male and female children where they all have just constant PMS. I know it's like the hormones like kicking in. Where like, I just asked my son to like go grab his like SPF swim shirt.
And they lose their mind.
I'm doing it. I was like, hey, dude, try being freaking nice. Like,
this is my son. He goes, I'll say it five times, by the way. I'm going to give you my fifth read.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you my fifth read, not my first read. My fifth read, I'm like, I asked you to go walk the dogs. I need you to go walk the dogs. And he's like, God, you're so mad all the time. You're so mad. And then he'll go, okay. And he'll like roll his eyes like what I'm saying.
Like you're
is
crazy.
Like
I'm the crazy one?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just and unhinged and unreasonable. I get it.
And I'm like, this is not, I came to your table at this Applebee's metaphorically in a great mood 3 hours ago. But if I see you sitting with your Crocs on my sofa for one more minute and your ass is on your screen and not walking those dogs, I am going to lose my mind and I'm going to go to Ireland by myself and I'm going to save myself a lot of miles.
I feel like when you are packing for a vacation, the whole family should take the Hippocratic Oath, which is at least do no harm. Do not take shit out that I've already put in there. Do not add shit that you don't need. And my word is final. If I don't think you need three kinds of body spray, then you don't need three kinds of body spray on this trip.
My son went upstairs midday, no reason. We had a suitcase packed, put on an outfit from the suitcase. I'd done all the laundry I go, you get your butt back upstairs, take that outfit off, fold it, put it back in the suitcase exactly like I did it. I'm not even kidding. And that is the voice that I am. And I hate it, but
I know.
Don't fuck with me right now, man.
I know.
Barely hanging on.
This made me feel a lot better last night. We were at Dash's lacrosse game. I believe I sent you a picture of him being exactly one third the height and size of the guy he was guarding. It was
terrifying.
Truly incredible. The variations in size at this age range. But there was this one kid who got knocked over during the game. And this mom, I hadn't heard her say anything up until this point. She goes, get up off the ground, you fool. And I and my husband both died laughing. Britt leans over and he was like, she goes, I know, I'm terrible. I've got three boys. I don't care.
Oh, God.
I don't have
three
patience.
Boys.
And I was like, well, she like was frustrated and losing. You know, you come to a game and you see kids not trying. You see them like sitting down or falling down and then being like, I'm going to relax on the field. And you're like, no way, man. I moved heaven and earth to get to this game tonight.
You're going
to
play.
Get off the ground. And yeah. And we didn't like judge her for yelling and calling her son a fool. We were like, we laughed.
It's also their age.
I get it.
It's their age. When they're little, it's different. You're like, you're a little more concerned about their safety, but they get older and you're kind of like, I think you're fine. Eleanor last night, this is an example of her losing her mind, because I think I talk about Finn more than Eleanor because he's 13 and shit's going down. Eleanor has, we've reduced, but her room still has. We put her room downstairs. My office is now her old room, which is working out great. But she has this, what we call the big girl room. And she has stuffies that she doesn't want to get rid of.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of them. And yep. There's a lot of them that she does not give a shit about. But I don't want to do what my mom would do, which was take stuff out when I wasn't home. And it made me feel very like I couldn't trust her. Uh-oh. Like I would notice stuff gone and it would really make me mad. So I'm
I do that.
I mean, I do to a degree with clothes for sure, but her stuffies are her thing. She's got like a, you know, an Excel spreadsheet that tells you where everything is and the date she got it.
I told Delilah, get rid of ones that you don't play with. And she got rid of one.
Yeah, exactly. And then they want to play with it. And then they're pissed when they see somebody else play with it. So Eleanor has this stuffed mouse that's holding a mushroom. And Skye got a hold of it. And Skye doesn't tear stuff apart. She just gnaws at it.
Yeah.
And Eleanor was getting ready to go to basketball. And you would have thought that somebody like had, like our dog was dead. Like the dog was just playing with the toy. Eleanor's, she went from zero to bawling in 5 seconds. And I go, I picked it up. I go, Eleanor, the toy isn't even torn. It's totally fine. And she's like, that is my favorite stuffy. It is my favorite. And I'm like, and this is the difference in age. As a little one, I would have been like, it's okay. Don't worry. Mommy can fix it. And I'm like, well, if it means that much to you, then where was it that she could get to it? Because she's a 9-year-old golden retriever. So it must have been on the floor. Right? Oh. Like that's who I am with her now. It's kind of like, because she can really manipulate me because she's good at like emotional stuff, like crying and stuff. And Finn is not like that. And so like, I think I need to give him more of a break and sort of put a little bit more on Eleanor at times. Finn is just me incarnate, like me in my, I'm looking at myself. So there's that whole psychology. It's great. Should we turn this into a hot flash?
Yes, please. I need a little spicy in my life.
Well, okay, then I'm going to shift. I had a different one, but now I'm going to, you know that I have like a stack of like.
I know. You're spank
guys. I've got a weird one. I don't know that you're going to agree with this. I'm going to call this a hot flash question mark.
Okay.
How do you feel about Jake
Gyllenhaal? Don't like him.
Don't, because of Taylor Swift.
Because of Taylor Swift, yeah.
Because what is that whole thing? Like, he had a scarf and she wore it, and then he didn't give it back to her, or he borrowed it, and it was cashmere.
So they were dating, and she was, like, 20.
Really in love with him.
Very in love with him. He was, like, 12 or 13 years older than her, and evidently has this history of, like, dating way, way younger than him. Like, and sort of she found out at a party that he was dating somebody else or that had like moved on
okay, now
or something
I'm
like
now
that.
I'm unflashing him, but
see, I don't know. And I also like, he does not get the Nepo baby thing, but he and his sister are both like, they're like children of CIA agents, like huge agents. They didn't like,
I will say, despite all that, I think Maggie is an incredible actress, and
I think he's an incredible actor.
And he,
her, I love
that bro can sing for real. He did like a Broadway show that was like Sondheim. It's that really like go to the high and go to the low and go. I'm sitting on a bench and I'm feeling.
Yeah, and he went to Columbia. It's not like he's like, not trained or something, but he's, you know, they're kind of lucky.
They are lucky. I don't hear about him in the news, which I think is a good thing. Like, I think he just lives. I heard rumor that he drives like a Toyota Camry. And anytime I hear that a celebrity drives a totally normal car, it makes me really like them. I'm going to shift then. Now I'm going to go into a different hot flash.
I can't stand with you with Jake Gyllenhaal. I can't do
fine.
It.
Finn had a really neat experience. He got to be on the TV show Barry, and it was their last day of filming that season. And so I went to set with him half the day and Colin went for the first half of the day. And Bill Hader was like super nice. Okay. A+, the entire cast and crew love him. And he drives like a Toyota, whatever, like an SUV. And he bought everybody like these battery operated scooters as a crew gift. So like, oh, he's not driving this fancy car, but he's buying like a super baller crew gift. And so they all were in the parking lots driving these scooters that say Barry, and it, they were like little motorbikes. It was the most joyful thing. And I was like, if you ever like have fantasies of being cool and having power or having money, that's the kind of stuff that I would like to think that we would do. Like, you just totally would make a day better and have something that like, you're like, yeah, I got the money to do this. Like, I would never spend on my own scooter, but to give them out as a crew gift, that's dope. Now I'm going to say Bill Hader's are, and he's dating Ali Wong, who we love.
I can totally get on board with that. That guy just has like a confidence and seems very kind and like humble and down to earth. And that's super hot. I'm sure that I've said this before. We've talked about this before, but that reminds me of that story about George Clooney when he like did his first big movie or whatever and invited his friends on vacation and gave him like a sack of 10 grand or something like that.
Just bought him motorcycles. Him motorcycles and gave them a grip of cash. He also, and I know this to be true because I worked on the movie Perfect Storm, and I think I've told this story before because he's always my hot flash and forever will be. Super nice to me. I was a PA. I was literally the lowest person on the totem pole. There was me and the guy that gave out towels to everybody when they got wet.
But I thought you and George Clooney dated.
What my mom told her her orthodontist and dentist so she could get a free office visit. I was like, Mom, you've got to stop. So we were working on the movie Perfect Storm. He had just been on the movie Three Wise Men. And I believe that is where there was a crew guy that was killed. A ladder or a scaffolding fell and he died. So it was rumored that George Clooney went to the credit union at Warner Brothers, just stood in line like everybody else, didn't make a big deal of it, and started a college fund for the man's little baby that he had. So he just did it. He just put a bunch of money into this college fund and was like, I don't need that. Is like baller status. Stories that I want to hear about more than people pushing product or people doing stuff because you think it might get you internet fame. You know, see, the cool guy does it underneath the radar.
Those are truly hot flashes. Like, that is stuff that really makes me like, because I'm I'm like, that is a generous man and a generous lover, right? Yeah, he's concerned about everybody's happiness and well-being, and that is a good time.
Yeah.
I'm so worried about your packing.
I know. I gotta go.
We podcasted,
Jenny. I'm so proud of us.
Best time. I cannot wait. We'll do a whole episode that is the breakdown of Ireland's vacation. The title of that podcast might be I Break Down in Ireland. So you're going to have a blast, Kristen.
Much fun. I just got to get everything done and I will. I just got to chill and one step at a time. But thank you for your help. I can't wait to get back and tell you all about it. But here we go. Bon voyage.
It's going to be awesome.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.